If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals.
Welcome to another edition of Pet Patrol. I'm Krista Livingston, the owner of Kibbles and Gifts, and your host. Today I want to talk about teeth. Caring for your pet's teeth is an important and sometimes neglected part of pet ownership. Now, if you have a snake or some other kind of exotic pet, you may want to skip the daily dental care. In a perfect world, we would all be brushing our pet's teeth every day. If you can manage that, great. I'll tell you that I'm not up for that. In fact, a few of my cats might take my face off if I tried such a thing. My dog Max let me brush his teeth. But even so, I didn't do it every day like I should. I've always felt this is one way I fall short of being a good pet mom. To brush your pet's teeth, you must use toothpaste intended for pets. You can also buy doggy toothbrushes and little finger cots with bristles to brush a kitty's teeth. The finger cot is also useful for getting your dog used to something in his mouth. I used to brush Max's teeth with a child's electric toothbrush. This works great if your dog isn't bothered by the noise. They're cheap and you can buy them at any market. Luckily, there are many different products for dental care now available. If you don't brush your pet's teeth, or you only do it once in a while, you may want to try some alternatives. At Kibbles, we carry lots of different products. We have dental wipes, tablets to promote good breath and prevent tartar. There are gels to put in your pet's mouth and additives you put in their water. I would suggest picking one or more that works best for you and your pet. I put Wysong Dentitrite in my cat's food. Dentitrite is powdered cheese enzyme, so it tastes good. You know how picky kitties can be. The enzymes eat away at the tartar and plaque. You can also add water to it and turn it into a paste for brushing teeth. It's a great product. I've also tried Tropiclean, a water additive. My cats didn't like the taste in the water, so sometimes I just add a tiny bit into their food, which they don't seem to mind. Max enjoyed the benefits of me being too lazy to brush his teeth. He got to chew on raw bones instead. Raw bones are a great way to clean your dog's teeth. It chips the tartar off their teeth while they chew the bone. I prefer big marrow bones. They don't actually eat the bone, they just chew it and get the marrow out. Never, never cook the bone or warm it up in any way. Raw bones are moist and don't splinter. Once a bone is cooked at all, it's extremely dangerous if eaten. I would always supervise any dog chewing on a bone and throw it away once they are done. A dog should not have more than 2 to 3 bones a week. More than that can wear down their teeth and add weight. And a toothless fat dog is no fun for anyone. I wouldn't give bones to very old dogs or dogs with bad teeth, as their teeth might be brittle and break. I also want to talk about bad breath. Bad pet breath can definitely be caused by poor dental health. It can also be caused by stomach problems, and it's worth a mention. Pets can have bad breath due to stomach gases. A good way to address this problem is to add probiotics to the diet through supplementation or to feed a good food that has probiotics added to it. Wysong, Holistic Select, Prairie, Call of the Wild, and Wellness are a few of the good foods that have probiotics added in. Raw or mostly raw foods like Primal or Honest Kitchen don't need added probiotics as they are live foods. These foods are excellent for digestive issues. Finding the right food that suits your pet's system will go a long way toward digestive health. I hope these suggestions help you with your pet's dental care. Here's to clean teeth and good breath for everyone's pets in the new year. This is Krista Livingston with Pet Patrol, wishing everyone happy holidays and a very happy new year.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of Neighborhood Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@neighborhoodradio.info.